8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
This week on the Radio Art Hour, we are going to hear several works introduced by Uru Ekpenobi, including one from Awu Radio from 2021, another from Nairobi-based Griot Nabaleo, and another track from Misty Avenger on the Radio Art Hour.
This is Uru Ekpenobi for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. In her guidebook, Undrowned, Black Feminist Lessons from Marine Mammals, queer Black feminist love evangelist and self-described marine mammal apprentice, Alexis Pauline Gumbs asks, how can we listen across species, across extinction, across harm? How does echolocation, the practice many marine mammals use to navigate the world through bouncing sounds, change our understandings of vision and visionary action? Is social media already a technology of bounce, of throwing something out there and seeing what comes back? Awu Radio is a feminist radio station based in Senegal. The piece of theirs that I'm introducing, Transtemporal Echoes, is a technology of bounce, in the words of Alexis Pauline Gumbs. It is an ensemble of voices, a deep, dear dialogue between women and whales echoing each other, telling stories of the deep, deep tones, deep time, deep entanglements, and deep transgenerational transmission. This piece is a soundscape built upon an oceanscape, with seawater, bubbles, and underwater frequencies woven throughout the piece. This is Transtemporal Echoes.
Thank you. D'abord, qui te dit que c'est un monsieur? Pour moi, c'est une grand-mère. Une grand-mère qui sait raconter des histoires comme toutes les grand-mères au clair de la lune. Ça peut être aussi une autre grand-mère. La grand-mère qui veut qu'on dise comme ça, comme ça, comme ça, comme ça. Mais grand-mère elle-même permet qu'on trahisse grammaire. Cela veut dire que l'ABC qu'on apprend à l'école de cinématographie peut être absolument transfiguré. Et grand-mère, elle veut qu'à chaque fois on réinvente la grammaire. Grand-mère, elle veut qu'à chaque fois on commence l'histoire d'une autre façon. Comme cette fois-ci, il était une fois, qu'il soit possible de dire « demain, il sera une fois ». Comme j'ai rencontré le vin, une sorte de désir d'ivresse d'au-delà. Quand j'étais tout petit, quand je fermais les yeux, je voyais des ombres, je voyais des images, une qui va par là, une qui va par là. J'ai dit « mais les choses existent au-delà de ce que je vois ». Alors quand j'ouvre les yeux, je vois que j'ai vu une histoire. J'ai vu la nécessité de prolonger le rêve.
Baye Dembawar.
Baye Dembawar.
Baye Dembawar Njai.
Baye Dembawar Njai.
Baye Dembawaru.
Baye Dembawaru.
Waru Njai.
Waru Njai.
War wako yobu geej.
War wako yobu geej.
Ko xolaan ya ko may ndox.
Ko xolaan ya ko may ndox.
Mu naan ba mandi.
Mu naan ba mandi.
Rabbi Allah ya ko sangak njor.
Rabbi Allah ya ko sangak njor.
Waru war.
Waru war.
War dem na geej.
War dem na geej.
Waru war.
Waru war.
War dem na geej samba.
War geej na geej samba.
Guro gor bu kenn daw.
Guro gor bu kenn daw.
Bu kenn nani.
Bu kenn nani.
Yay faatu fatalikul.
Ya faatu fatalikul.
Lima la waxon biik.
Lima la waxon biik.
Bunat tangé.
Bunat tangé.
Mané bunat tangé.
Bunat tangé.
Yeah. Dans bien des cas, le tissage devient plus marqué. Toujours invisible, mais encore plus audible. La fortuité, le hasard, la coïncidence, la rencontre de plusieurs chemins à une intersection particulière. La réunion de certaines configurations en un nœud de proportion karmique. Des photographies prises, faites il y a des années, et qui ne sont vraiment comprises que plus tard. À la lumière de nouveaux tissages. Leur narration ne s'arrête pas avec l'image rendue, mais se tisse et se met en avant, prenant de nouvelles significations. Élargissant le champ d'une histoire profondément ancrée. Profondément ancrée.
Femme. Mère. Grand-mère. Tante. Sœur. Quand je parle femme, ça me rappelle. Mam Djarabousso, Mam Fawa Dwele, Yassine Boubou, Aline Soutoué Djata et les femmes de Ndaer. Jigen, Jijigen, Nyoyai, Di Mam. Di umpagne, di mak wala rak. Mariama ba. Ndate yalombod, Aminata Soufal, Anet Mbaye Derneville, Khar Mbaye Majaga. Woman, mother, grandmother, aunt, sister. When I speak about woman, I think of Kumba Gawloseng, Fatou Diom, Sokhna Mbenga, Ken Bougoul, Jacqueline Fatima Bokum.
Amun yo di kilif dam top sama way ba legui lepp mu ci yomba my rakas ningel fi day bu ngeen kité pour ni la tieké di fire di burn mash up same place hay na ci benen level sout na same less taxal jeex deug ñew na fent na lay dess dis gu baaki ñew na legi come on len test pala pour ma taper des barches pala pour rire kebili mi la tel ma ñew ci len fournir tang jeur li buru da ci bi four bi press tak pour bu mi dina li pour rire.
The flash of time. Ancestral time. Deep time. Where does your story begin? In darkness, in darkness, in darkness. Surrounded by water. The world, a series of echoes. Water overflows with memory. Who is remembered is continually being transformed, collapsing the past, present, and future of linear time. Resident time reminds us that the traces of the dead remains here and now in the ocean. In the whales, in our bodies. The ocean whispers our secrets. Tears in time, tears in time, tear time apart.
Madu, 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 madu
radio.
Ow.
Relay. Radio. Radio. Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Radio.
Ow.
Radio.
Ow.
Radio. Ow.
This is Iru Ekpenobi for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. The phrase, focus on yourself, begins almost every refrain of Nairobi-based Nabalayo's poem and public service announcement. Never addressed to any particular listener, or maybe addressed to all who need to hear it, the transmission is intended to address the undeniable link of misogyny and colonialism within the Kenyan context. Focus on yourself and question your thirst for blood. Is it symbolic revenge for what they did to you? To us? Nabalayo asks. This is Focus on Yourself.
Focus on yourself and leave me alone. Focus on yourself and understand the source of your problems. Focus on yourself and where you came from. Remember your foremothers were equal to your forefathers when we were free. We all lived in harmony. Didn't you know? Misogyny was an import, much like the flowers and the coffee. Focus on yourself and look beyond the lies.
The lies.
And the thoughts they made you think were yours.
They're not yours.
Focus on yourself and question your thirst for blood. Is it symbolic revenge? For what they did to you, to us? Focus on yourself and ask yourself those difficult questions. Focus on yourself and yourself alone. Focus on yourself and leave women alone. They brought coffee, flowers, and misogyny. Can you see what you're doing is exactly what they did to us? Can you see what you're doing is exactly what they did to us? Keeping the spirit of war crimes and genocide alive, you're keeping it alive with the femicide. You're keeping the spirit of war crimes and genocide alive. You're keeping it alive with the femicide. The teachers of misogyny are now freeing their women. But you wanna stay behind and pretend this shit is African. You're keeping the spirit of war crimes and genocide alive. You're keeping it alive with the femicide. You're keeping the spirit of war crimes and genocide alive. You're keeping it alive with the femicide.
This is Iru Ekpenobi for the Wavefarm Radio Art Archive. In As Seen on TV, audio producer and sonic storyteller Misty Avenger imagines a Build-A-Dad workshop, a kind of choose-your-own-adventure radio piece that accompanies the artist's inner monologue as they flip through a catalog of television dads. Through a game show medium, our host both grieves and offers a reflection on fractured relationships with parental figures, all the while transmitting the whimsical places imagination can take us through the radio. This is As Seen on TV.
Growing up, I honestly didn't think having a dad was anywhere near necessary. My mom provided everything I could need from a parent, and the thought of who or what my dad could bring to the table was something I could leave to my imagination.
Here at Build-A-Dad Workshop, we'll help you find the perfect dad. No more broken promises or having to shrug your shoulders when others ask where he is. Please press 1 if you're looking for a temporary dad who can act as a representative for a school or work-related issue. Press 2 if you're looking for a semi-frequent dad who can have up to 3-word conversations with. Press 3 if you're looking for an omniscient dad, one who will call asking if you've gotten an oil change yet. Press 4
if... 3?
Please hold while we connect you with a representative.
Build-A-Dad Workshop! Build-A-Dad Workshop! Maybe he's a deadbeat or gone to the store for some milk!
Jesus,
Build-A-Dad Workshop is here to help!
That's kind of on the nose, my God.
Build-A-Dad Workshop! Build-A-Dad Workshop! Maybe he's a deadbeat or gone to the store for some milk! Build-A-Dad Workshop is here to help! Build-A-Dad
Jeez, how many times is this gonna...
Hi, welcome to Build-A-Dad Workshop. Has your father up and left the family, leaving behind a struggling single mother and children with abandonment issues?
Yeah,
have you found yourself attempting
that's
to fill
me.
The empty void with a cycle of men who never treat you right?
Maybe you found your family
the target of stereotypes, and growing up, her jokes made at your expense over your father's mistakes. Then boy, is Build-A-Dad Workshop for you. Choose from our global and renowned selection of dads to replace the sperm bank you call your father.
Cute jingle. Could you maybe explain what kind of dads you have to offer? Like, are there genres or...
Yes, why, of course. All our dads are as seen on TV. We have funny ethnic dad... aloof white dad.
Act like a parent, talk like a peer. I call it parenting. I learned it from my own dad, who used to walk into my room and say, "What's up, sweat hog?"
Hardworking and cheap black dad.
What are the chances that the IRS would demand a refund on a tax refund?
Bigoted and disrespectful, but somehow relatable dad.
This is why I had children. So one day I wouldn't have to be around them.
Unrealistic, homoerotic, gentle dad.
I have an H and a G, and all it's missing is you. H-U-G. Hug!
And so many more.
Wow. Okay, so many dads. More than I've got. Right, so can I test them out? Maybe have a conversation with them?
Why, yes. Sign up right now and you might win a chance to appear on our game show, Who's Yo Daddy?
Oh, okay. Fuck it. Sure, why not? Sign me up. Okay, as you can see, clearly my imagination is vivid. If I'm being totally honest here, I didn't really think about replacing my biological father with a fake TV dad until I entered my 20s, but that's because I didn't start to miss him until I became an adult. When you're a kid, there's so much you don't notice. I played and cried without ever realizing he wasn't in a single family photo.
Welcome back to Who's Yo Daddy? I'm your host, and tonight we have a very lucky lady here with us today.
Hi. Hi, I'm Misty.
Misty, everyone!
Misty, if you could be so kind, tell us what brings you here tonight.
well, without getting too personal, I'm 21 and have been without a dad since I was 4. And I think I'm finally ready for a new dad.
Ha! What a very impersonal answer to what will be a very personal and vulnerable night. Can you tell she has an avoidant attachment style?
Wait, hold on.
Tonight, we've got 3 TV dads handpicked for Misty to choose from based on how she answered her pseudoscience personality MBTI BuzzFeed horoscope quiz. To begin, please bring out dad number 1.
Dad number 1. Misty wants to know, when she was a kid, time out was her discipline. How would you punish Misty if she were ever in trouble?
That's 49 cents of spilt milk dripping all over my table. Somebody gonna drink this milk.
Okay, that doesn't really answer the question. That was oddly specific. Like, are you saying if I spilled something, you'd make me drink it?
How about we turn the question over to dad number 2? Dad number 2, how would you feel if Misty turned out to be gay?
Wait, that was not the question.
Am I a lucky guy or what? It's better.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I like that. Thank you, Dad.
It turns out that being gay is not a choice. You know what is a choice? Being a Democrat. Democrats weren't born Democrats. They chose to be Democrats. I'm not telling you to stop hating. I just want you to hate where hate deserves. Hating gays is hate we could be using on the Democrats!
Okay. I'm not sure I really understand what's going on here.
Sounds like dad number 3 wants to toss his hat in the ring. Say, dad number 3, what do you think is an appropriate topic to loudly talk about at a restaurant? A. Immigration. B. Women's suffrage. Or C. The stolen 2020 election.
Okay, that is not a good question. Can we move on?
Sure. Say dad number 3. Misty got her cartilage pierced 3 years ago without her mom's consent. How would you feel if you saw it?
It's a gateway piercing. Next thing you know, you'll have a bone through your lip like one of those rainforest people that Sting is always whining about.
That has to be racist. Somehow, you can't just say that. No, don't laugh. That's not funny.
Love you, Nicholas. Love you.
Nicholas? Who is Nicholas? My name is Misty. M-I-S-T-Y. Misty. What is going on?
It turns out that being gay is not a choice. You know what is a choice? Being a Democrat.
What are the chances that the IRS would demand a refund on a tax refund?
This is why I had children. So one day I wouldn't have to be around.
What's going on? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Missy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm a little stressed. It's the end of my semester, so I have a lot of exams going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just found your call. I just saw it now. I was changing my phone during that time. So I went to go and pick it up, and I saw your missed call. I said, oh, I didn't know you called me. Let me call you back.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice too, you know? So... So don't let me hold you. So you go for the class, then we'll talk this coming weekend, all right?
All right.
Okay. Love you.
I love
you.
Take care. Okay. Bye. He actually fucking called.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works, conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorrington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorrington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Flying Apples by Ki Dong. Thank you for listening. Thank you. You just heard Flying Apples by Ki Dong, broadcast by New American Radio.
A 6-0-8-9-9.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour. Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.